It's the 11th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Borough Council has addressed the question of financial solvency following the admission by other councils across the country that they may be close to declaring bankruptcy. Local Government Association data reveals that 17% of local administrative bodies across the UK could file a Section 114 bankruptcy notice within a year. A Section 114 document is submitted when that authority's finance officer runs out of operating funds and is unable to provide necessary services. A spokesperson for Bedford Borough said, "The council is not in a position that it would need to issue a Section 114 notice. We continue to deliver for local residents, including fulfilling our legal and statutory duties." Police data show that over the last 12 months there were just over 4,600 cases of domestic abuse across the county. Police and Crime Commissioner Festus Akinbusoy said, "This should not be happening and I want to see this fall massively in Bedfordshire." A joint strategy between the King's Arms Project and St Andrew's Church on Kimbolton Road in Bedford will provide 20 night shelter beds for rough sleepers over the winter months. The church was the source of £25,000 in crucial funding to move things forward. The facility opened on the 1st of December with volunteers providing a hot evening meal. Luton Town Football Club fans express pride in their team despite a loss against league champions Manchester City. The Hatters were defeated 2-1 at Kenilworth Road yesterday following the winning goal by Jack Grealish. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.